Well, good morning, everybody. Certainly good to see each and every one of you, and it's glad to be here in the house of the Lord and worship with you of our precious Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. As I was driving down this morning, not really knowing for sure that whether Will would use me this morning or call on me this morning, I was thinking of a couple of things and had two things on my mind, and I wasn't sure which one I'd use this morning, but I trust it's of the Lord. I want to use a scripture here this morning that is one of my favorite scriptures because it says so much. It talks about what we ought to do as children of God and what God has done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ, all in just two scriptures. And it says that, and that makes it one of my favorite scriptures. But you know, I have to be careful, Brother Will, claiming something as my favorite scriptures, because there's so many of them that I'd say that same thing about. But when I say favorite, I just mean I like it. I like what it says. I like the instructions of it. I like what it tells me about what God has done for me through the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's found in the book of Ephesians, and you think, well, he's going to go to Ephesians chapter 1 and talk about election. Well, no, that's one of my favorites too, but that's not it. That's not it. It's found in Ephesians chapter 5. And it says this: Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. And you know, this congregation is full of dear children. And all of you who have small children in your homes, you know how children are. I know I can remember raising my own two boys when they were small children, and you do little things that you do as a normal father or mother, and you do those things, and you sometimes notice the children, they have an eye on you. They're watching you. They want to do like you do. They follow. They see you do something, and they want to do it too. For instance, I can remember a time when I had an old riding lawnmower, didn't have much money and couldn't afford to buy a new John Deere or nothing like that. I had an old one, and it was not a very well-made one. And it was old, and it needed a lot of repair. Lots of times I had to work on it or do things to it to make it run right. And I'd turn that thing over, and I'd work on it, and I'd get my wrenches out, and my little boy, he'd go over there in that toolbox, and he'd get a wrench, and he'd come over there, and he'd want to work on that too. He'd want to be just like me, followers of God as dear children, or followers of you, their parents. That's the way children are. You see, little girls, they see their mom in the kitchen cooking, and they want to get in there, and they want to do like their mom. They want to be like their mom. So this scripture says, Be ye therefore followers of God. Following Jesus. I can remember a time before I ever became a Primitive Baptist. I was a definite, strong believer in Jesus Christ and what He did for us. I didn't understand the truth as I do now of what God had done for me through Jesus Christ. But I can remember thinking when I was in the missionary Baptist faith, where we would support missionaries to go to foreign places to preach the gospel, to win people to Christ and populate heaven. I can remember my very thoughts, even back in that time, of, you know, I'd go wherever the Lord would send me. Wherever God would direct me, I'd go. You know, I might have become a missionary because I had a strong conviction of being a follower of where Christ would send me, where Christ would want me to go, where Christ would have me to be, and I would be in the will of God. Those things were important to me, and I didn't have any idea at that time that one day God would call me to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But even back then, I was willing to share the message of Jesus and Him crucified on Calvary's cross with anybody I could come in contact with. Be ye followers of God as dear children. Now I thank the Lord that He led me to where I am today. I believe I'm in the true visible church of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I believe I'm serving Him right where He wants me to be. Serving Him and proclaiming His word to God's children, leading them in the instructions of the Scriptures. Be ye followers of God as dear children. And verse 2 is so full of what God has done for us. Verse 2 says, and not only follow God, but walk. It's the walk of the born again child of God. Walk in love. Now you know love is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Walk in love. Walk in the love of Jesus Christ. Walk in the love of God. Walk in a way of love toward your brothers and sisters of the church. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. Now, you know, if you walk in love as Christ loved us, you're going to be walking in a very true and very committed love toward others. If you walk in that way, walk in love as Christ hath loved us and hath given Himself. Christ gave Himself. God the Father in heaven sent Him down from heaven, and He came down from heaven to this earth, took upon Himself a body of flesh that He took from the Virgin Mary, and He went to the cross of Calvary. When He was here, He set His face toward Jerusalem to go to redeem a multitude of people that God the Father had given to Him in a covenant of grace before the world was. And He went to the cross and He gave Himself for you, child of God. He gave Himself for you. And when He gave Himself for you, He didn't give Himself as an offer to you. He didn't give Himself as what I used to believe, an offer of salvation. This scripture tells me what He gave Himself for. It says here, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given Himself for us. First of all, He gave Himself for us. He gave Himself for you. He gave Himself for all that God the Father had given to Him in a covenant of grace before the world was. He gave himself for each and every one of them. And when he gave himself for them, you can be assured that they were affected. Each and every one of them will be in heaven someday because of the fact that on the cross he gave himself for them. And then this is the part I love about this scripture. He gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice. Was it an offering and a sacrifice to you? Was it an offering and a sacrifice to me? Was it an offering and sacrifice to any of all the multitude of God's children that he chose and elected in a covenant of grace before the world was? No, he made that offering to God. Did you hear me? He made it to God himself. He made it to God the Father himself in heaven and immortal glory. Why did he make the offering to God? God didn't need to be redeemed. He made the offering to God because God is the offended party for our sins. Our sins didn't offend us. Those who are not born of God are not even guilty for their sins. They live in sin and don't think anything about it. So he didn't need to make the offering to us. He needed to make the offering to God. And that's what this scripture says. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God. Yes, he made his offering on the tree of the cross to God the Father in behalf of you. He did it in your room. He did it in your stead. He did it to redeem you from your sins. An offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Who was it a sweet smelling savor for? Well, it should be a sweet smelling savor for me and you to realize that Jesus did this for us, that's for sure. But it was a sweet smelling savor to God. And God proved his acceptance of the offering that he made on the cross when he, by his own power, when he was laying in a borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, and on the third and appointed day he arose from the grave, proving to us that God accepted the offering that Jesus made for us on the tree of the cross was sufficient to clear our name before him and make us justified unto God. What a Savior. What a God. Oh, can we not understand and see this morning how critical it is that we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ? We have been cleansed and redeemed by his precious blood. And we, as his children, whom he has reached down and rescued from the fallen state we were in Adam, death in trespasses and in sin, and set our feet upon a rock, that rock being Jesus Christ, the rock and the Savior of sinners. Be ye therefore followers of God. Oh, we ought to follow him. We ought to be here at every service. We ought to be here to praise and sing praise and honor and glory to him at every opportunity that we have. After we leave here, we shouldn't just wait till the next meeting day to praise him. We ought to praise him in our hearts every morning when we wake. We ought to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me. Thank you, Lord. Where would I be without you? Where would I be without Jesus? Where would my life be without him? We ought to praise him and honor him and thank him every day of our lives. And it ought to be a daily following and walk with Jesus, followers of God. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, even as little children are followers of their parents. Follow God, follow Jesus. Read his book. See how Jesus lived his life. Pattern your life after following Jesus and the example that he set for us in the 33 years he lived here upon this earth, in that body that he took from the Virgin Mary. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, walk in the spiritual love that God has placed within your heart. Love is one of the fruit of the Spirit of God, and we ought to bear love, and we ought to walk in love, in spiritual love, even as Christ hath loved us. And when we think about that, Christ loved us so that he gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God. A sweet smelling savor to God. Yes, it's wonderful, these two scriptures. I claim them as my favorite, but they're certainly my favorite this morning. They certainly are, and they certainly say a lot. And if you didn't do anything else but wake up every morning, turn your scriptures over to Ephesians chapter 5 and read the first two verses. That ought to be enough to cause you to follow God through that day, thinking of what he's done for us, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Be ye followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ has also loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. I thank you for your attention this morning. I ask you to please pray for Elder Will Martin as he comes forth to us now to preach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified. I thank you for your attention. May God bless and keep you is my prayer.